our core is still young, and Daryl will do a great job of putting in other pieces. And, you know, again, I know it's, you know, wait till next year, whatever, but in reality, that's what we got to do. We got to gather ourselves this summer, get the core group, and bust it next year. And, I mean, there's no time limit right now. It's not like, okay, we can't do it next year. Yeah, we can. But, we, you know, hopefully we'll learn from this and do a little bit better job.
Well, now the Rockets have Russell Westbrook after making a blockbuster deal last night. It is Chris Paul and parts of 4 first-round picks to Oklahoma City for Russell Westbrook. So James Harden and Russell Westbrook are now reunited. Cecil Shorts, former Texans wide receiver, is in with me this morning for Seth Payne. Let's go right now to the hotline. One of the best basketball minds in the country, Brian Geltzeiler, Hoops Critic. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. He's also on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Brian, thank you for joining us, and I'll start with this. Is this a good move for the Rockets?
You know, Michael, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Michael, I definitely think that it is. And ultimately, one thing that was denied but is conceded by this move is that James Harden, Chris Paul didn't work. And last year, Chris Paul had what was not necessarily a steep but a meaningful drop-off in his numbers and, more importantly, his efficiency. So, yes, the Rockets pick up an extra year on a contract, but they also get a player 3 years younger. Now, you know, Westbrook has been known to be an inefficient player in the past. Their efficiency number last year, his and Paul's were remarkably similar. And that's kind of a surprise considering, you know, who Chris Paul has been in this league in the past. But I find myself eternally impressed with Daryl Morey and his willingness to reinvent the team on the fly and his confidence in the ability that no matter what situation he gets himself in financially with the cap and even last year with having to get out of the tax, that he'll find a way to make this team better. Listen, it wasn't going to work with Harden and Paul. It didn't work last year. There was an opportunity to beat Golden State that was clearly squandered. Those two, in terms of sharing the ball, it was tough. The biggest question that has to be answered for the Rockets right now is that James Harden going to be willing to share the ball and usage and the load on offense with Russell Westbrook in a way that he wasn't willing to do it with Chris Paul. Their prior relationship would indicate yes, but, you know, old habits here are hard to break, guys.
Hey, Brian, this is Cecil. Quick question for you. Do you think the Rockets have enough right now to compete for a title? I know they got that Russell Westbrook came in for CP3, basically a head-up trade, but do you think they needed to add one more piece? You just mentioned Daryl Morey and how he's able to use his magic to go out and get different guys. So do you think this roster right now, the way it's set up with the guys they signed back, basically the current role players they had last year is the same they have coming back this year. Do you think they need one more piece, or are they good enough right now to compete for the title?
You know, Cecil, you always need one more piece. You know what I mean? And in this particular conference, you know, the conference is it was a whole remake of a conference here in this offseason. And although it's not a top-heavy conference like it was, because there's no dominant team like Golden State, you've had a couple of teams really insert themselves into the picture at the top of the conference. Obviously, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Los Angeles Lakers are another one with getting Anthony Davis. And don't sleep on the Utah Jazz. And, oh, by the way, the Denver Nuggets are still there. So I think one more piece would help, but I also think they're right in that mix. I mean, there's five teams I could see coming out of this conference, and they're one of the five teams. And I actually thought they may have had a shot rebooting it and coming back with the same group. To me, the important thing is this, Cecil. You kept some really important pieces to what this team does that allow you versatility on both ends of the floor. You kept Eric Gordon. You kept Clint Capella. Mm-hmm. You kept P.J. Tucker. And I can't – guys, P.J. Tucker's name was being thrown into deal, prospective deals here and there, and was one of those things that had me scratching my head because he's a guy that's easy to take for granted, but he is incredibly valuable to everything this team does on both ends of the floor. So to me, I look at this and say, you know what, yes, they're right there and they're a contender now. Could you always use a piece? There's no doubt. But keeping that core of role play, those three guys, Capella, Tucker, Gordon, and being able to upgrade with a guy that is definitely younger and I think a better player, more effective player right now than Chris Paul is a great job by Daryl Morey. The question becomes, is it all going to fit? And we're not going to see that until the balls are rolled out and they're on the floor.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on Mad Radio on a Friday. Cecil Shorts in for Seth Payne. Follow Brian on Twitter at Hoops Critic. Offensively, Brian, because Russell Westbrook is such a poor three-point shooter, how does Mike D'Antoni make that work?
Well, the thing is, when you look at the shot splits from Westbrook last year, Mike, he fits better than you think, because he didn't take a lot of shots in between the restricted area and the three-point line. Now, again, first half of the season, he shot like 23% from three. He ended up at 29. So he rallied late in terms of shooting threes. I think what they're going to want to do with Westbrook is see if they can discourage the threes off the bounce and more catch-and-shoot stuff with him. Now, that's going to be tough to do because that's his natural way of playing. And listen, James Harden, you don't have to reduce the threes off the bounce because he's so good at those. So I think there'll be a little bit of tailoring in what kinds of threes Westbrook takes. But I'll tell you this, he's not going to take less of them. I mean, this is a team that likes to take a whole lot of three-point shots. And when I was digging into numbers last night, looking at this trade, you know, Chris Paul last year, still for a guy that was brought in to help a team in the mid-range, I believe the number was about 49% of the shots that he took were from three. Yep. For Russell Westbrook, it was, I believe, less than half of that. About 22% of the shots he took were from three. Look for that to ratchet up a little bit here with Westbrook. He may take less shots, but more threes. And listen, I think it'll be a work in progress, but ultimately the way the Rockets have always operated is that if you're out on that floor and you have an open three, it doesn't matter who you are, you have to be taking it. I don't see that changing at all, Mike, with the arrival of Russell Westbrook.
So with the arrival of Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul being gone, if Chris Paul stayed, in my humble opinion, I thought the Rockets window was closed. But now I think it's reopened. I think it reopened with Russell Westbrook, him being a younger player, the same exact squad, and they have some younger guys, as in Clint Capella and House and other people. How open do you think this window is? How many years do you think they have a shot at really competing for a title?
2 to 3. Two to three, and that's it. You know, Westbrook at 34 is going to look different than Chris Paul at 34, guys. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I do think that Westbrook now playing with James Harden will be a little bit less wear and tear. And listen, with less wear and tear last year with Paul George. Something else that's very important to note here about Russell Westbrook that people forget about very quickly is that last year he had no problem. He was thrilled to defer to Paul George, who was having an MVP caliber season. Only when George's shoulder got bad late in the year did he revert back to the old Westbrook and taking a whole lot of shots because he felt it was necessary to be able to win. So I do think Westbrook will defer more to James Harden here, and that'll actually help Westbrook's career. It really will, because the wear and tear won't be as great on him. So the other thing to note here, and a lot of people ran on Twitter to be like, oh, wow, these two triple-double threats. I think the days of Russ averaging a triple-double are going to be over here in Houston.
Yeah.
The mandate's totally different in terms of what needs to be done. And by the way, A, that's okay. B, Westbrook's got no problem with that. He wanted to come to Houston and play with his buddy because he is interested in winning a championship. And you look at the fact that Kevin Durant went somewhere and joined some great players and won a championship. Don't think that that doesn't burn deep inside Russell Westbrook in terms of him wanting to be able to do it. And if it's with Harden, great, it's Harden. But I do think that the focus is certainly going to change here on what Westbrook was able to do in OKC versus what he does here. And I think the Rockets are going to be better for it.
Brian, last thing, where do the Rockets now stack up in the West?
Well, again, five teams I gave you, Mike, right?
Yep.
So if you look at those five teams, I think the Clippers right now are probably a little bit of a leg up on everybody. I don't think the Lakers did a bad job considering they put themselves in a crazy position by chasing Kawhi Leonard, which I never would have done if I were them. I would have loaded up with other role players, but they landed on their feet a little bit. I think they're going to be very formidable. The team to watch is the Jazz, guys. Bogdanovich was an enormous addition. Mike Conley's the perfect player for that team, and they really spaced that floor around Gobert and having Donovan Mitchell with less responsibility, I think, is a fantastic thing there. Denver is still Denver, and Jeremy Grant was a great ad for Denver.
I agree.
And he's certainly going to help them a ton. They were a team that was first in the conference for most of the season last year, finished second at 54-28. They're better. You know, so you look at those other four teams with the Rockets, and listen, they can finish anywhere in the conference from first to fifth. I would probably say they fall somewhere in the middle and end up third, and certainly have a chance to go to an NBA final. And I will tell you this, with five teams that I just listed, as close as they are, and I know this is a little bit of a cop-out, but you know, we know with the NBA where injuries play an enormous role, health is going to matter a lot. So how the season gets load managed is going to be very important. That's the other thing. With Westbrook and Harden here, guys, look for a lot more load management between the two of them. Neither of them are going to be playing 80 games. I think you're going to be looking at both guys in the 70 to 75 game range with more rest and loading up more for the playoffs. So, listen, I think it's fair for Rocket fans to expect a trip back to the conference finals, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go to the NBA finals.
Wow, there you go. Brian Geltzeiler. Brian, thank you very much.
My pleasure, guys. You take care.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at HoopsCritic. He's on Sirius XM NBA Radio as well. So he says, expect the conference finals, maybe a trip to the NBA finals.